So many times we find some instructions written on syrup bottles that shake well before use. So if we shake the bottle and then use the syrup, it becomes more effective. Similarly, it looks like that it is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he wants to award someone, he shakes this person very well. Before the award, the person is shaken. Like Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, like the examples of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him to test and then mentioned in Quran, that Allah SWT put Ibrahim a.s. to test and he was 100% successful. قَالَ إِنِّي جَعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. And Allah SWT said that, O my Ibrahim, because you are successful in the test, I am going to make you the Imam of the whole mankind. So it means that the reward was given, but first the person was tested. When Rasulullah took birth in this world, it was a big bounty for the whole mankind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put three very close relations of Rasulullah to test. Number one, grandfather. Number two, father. Number three, mother. So all these three close relatives, they were put to test. The grandfather's name of Rasulullah was Abdul Muttalib. When Abdul Muttalib was born, so he had few hairs white since birth. So because of these white hairs, the name was given Shaiba, an old one. Now this Shaiba was in the toddler age when his father died, and the mother took him to her parents' home to Medina. So Abdul Muttalib was raised there, but the family was not very wealthy. They were really very poor, and there was nothing to eat. And Abdul Muttalib was surviving in very bad circumstances. One person from Makkah Mukarrama, he went to Medina Tayyiba, and he saw a few youngsters. They were playing together, they were throwing the arrows at a target. One of them, he looked very nice, active, brave. Whenever he used to throw the arrow, so the arrow used to hit the target. And this person used to say, boasting that, oh, I am from the family of those people who deserve that their arrows should hit the target. So this person asked the people that, who is this young man? They said that he belongs to Makkah Mukarrama, but because his father died, so mother came here and she brought him here. But the mother is not from a very rich family, so that's why this young man is remembering his father's relatives, that he is from that tribe and from that family. Now this person, he was the friend of Muttalib. Muttalib was the uncle of this boy. When he went back to Makkah Mukarrama, he talked to his friend and he said that, how you are, that your brother died and your nephew, he is living in a very bad circumstances and you cannot support one child, an orphan. You are so well off. So Muttalib, then he swore that, I will not stay at peace until I bring my nephew back my home and I will raise him up here in Makkah Mukarrama. So Muttalib traveled from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina. He talked to the mother of the boy and the family of the boy, and all of them, they agreed, you can take the boy with you so that he should get education, he should be raised up in a good environment, and he should go to Makkah Mukarrama. So Muttalib brought this small boy with him. He was riding a camel and the boy was sitting on his back. When they entered into Makkah Mukarrama, so some people, they saw that Muttalib has brought a young boy with him. So they thought that he has a slave with him. So they started calling him Abdul Muttalib, the slave of Muttalib. He was not the slave of Muttalib, but the name was given to him. So his name became famous as Abdul Muttalib. Now this young boy, when he was raised in his family in a good environment, so people found that he had lot of leadership qualities. His decision making was wonderful and he was a very wise gentleman and a stable personality. So due to his qualities, they gave him the leadership position, until there was a time when they gave him the keys of Baitullah, and Abdul Muttalib became the holder of the keys of Baitullah and the leader of the whole tribe Quraysh. So he got such a significant position when he became young. Then he got married. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with 12 sons. So he became a very strong person of the whole tribe. All people used to listen to him and used to follow him. And he used to make very good decisions. People were very happy with his leadership. Now because Abdul Muttalib, he had the keys of Baitullah, he was responsible for everything, so he thought that at the time of Ismail al Islam, there was a well called Zamzam. So the water was coming out and people were benefiting from that water. But with the passage of time, someone put a rock on the well and the water was not coming out. So there was no water at the time of Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib made an intention, if I can find that well or I can find the water, so that will be really a big service for the community and the tribe and the people coming here from different places. So let me struggle for it. So he was digging the places. He never knew what is the exact place where to dig. It was all rocky. So throughout the day he was digging the rocks. People used to laugh at him that, he is busy throughout the day without any result. After many days, Abdul Muttalib, he also got very tired. He made a niyat, a mannat. He said that, if I will be able to find the Zamzam, then I will sacrifice one of my son on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because he made his intention, after a few days, he broke a rock and water came out from the rock. It was on the top of, on the head of the well. So Abdul Muttalib was very happy that we found the water. Everyone in the tribe was very happy. People, they thought that now we are able to live easily in this place because we will be able to use the water. So after some time, then Abdul Muttalib, he was told by the people that you had made a manat that you will sacrifice one of your sons. Now you should fulfill that one. He said, okay. So he wrote the 12 names of the sons, and then he took one out of them, chose one of them, and it was the name Abdullah. He had 12 sons, one of them was Abdullah. So the name of the son who was selected for the sacrifice was Abdullah. Now Abdullah, he was really very beautiful and very intelligent young man, and no one wanted that he should be sacrificed. So people suggested him, why you are sacrificing your son? You should sacrifice some camel instead of him. He said, okay. So then he said, okay, oh Allah, should I sacrifice one camel or Abdullah? So again the choice was on Abdullah. Two camels or Abdullah, again the name of Abdullah. Three camels, then he started increasing the quantity of the camels until he made intention that, oh Allah, should I sacrifice 100 camels or Abdullah? Then the choice was onward the camels. So then he said, okay, I will sacrifice 100 camels in lieu of Abdullah. So because Abdullah, he was selected for sacrifice, so that's why Abdullah was called Zabihullah, the person who was sacrificed from the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way, three close relatives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, whose name was initially Shaiba, and then he became famous with the name of Abdul Muttalib, he was put to test. And then his father, Hazrat Abdullah, he was also put to test. And then third, his mother, Rasulullah sallam, the mother of Rasulullah sallam. The name of the mother of Rasulullah sallam was Amina. She was from Madina Munawwara, and the name of the tribe was Banu Zahra. When Abdul Muttalib decided that let me get my son married, so then he found some proposals from Makkah Mukarma, but he did not find a good girl. Then he said, okay, let me go to Madina Munawwara. He went to Madina Munawwara. Then in the tribe of Banu Zahra, there was a girl named Amina. She was very beautiful and very intelligent and very humble and very good behaved girl. So everyone liked this. So Abdul Muttalib, he asked Hazrat Abdullah, would you like to marry this girl? He said, yes. So then Bibi Amina, she was married to Hazrat Abdullah. At the time of marriage, the age of Amina, it was almost 16. And the age of Abdullah, Hazrat Abdullah, it was 18. So 2 years difference of age. So after marriage, the couple came back to Makkah Mukarma. Then they started living. Now according to the custom of Makkah Mukarma, people used to go to Syria for their business trips. And this business trip was not 1 week or 2 weeks trip. It was almost 6 months trip, because they needed 2 months to go and 2 months to come back and 1-2 months to stay. So it was a long trip. So right after marriage, Hazrat Abdullah, he decided, I have to go to Syria for my business trip. So Bibi Amina, she could not say that, no, you should not go. But at the same time, it was really very hard for her that right after marriage, she had to live alone and the husband had to go for the journey. So when Hazrat Abdullah was leaving the house, really it was a very sad day for Bibi Amina. And she talked to her husband and said that, oh, just we got married few days ago and now you are leaving me alone. He said, don't worry, I will go, I will make business and I will come back. But you promise me that when I will come back, you will come near the door. As soon as I will reach my door, then you have to open the door and greet me. She said, okay, I promise that when you will come back, I will be first one to greet you. Hazrat Abdullah, he left with the people there were many people, dozens of people, they went as a group for business trip. So they made their business deals, and while they were coming back, then Hazrat Abdullah, he got sick. And then he lost a lot of weight, became very weak. So when he came back to Medina, because Medina was on the way, so his relatives, they saw him and they said, oh, it's not good that you travel in this condition of sickness. You stay here, we will take care of you and we will give you medicine until you will recover and then you can go to Makkah Mukarrama. He said, okay. So he stayed there. Rest of the group people, they came back to Makkah Mukarrama. But in Makkah Mukarrama, no one knew that Hazrat Abdullah is not there. So when the group came back, so every house of Makkah Mukarrama looked that everyone is happy. The mothers were happy, the wives were happy, every member was happy. Why? Because the close one, the loved one, they have come back. So Bibi Amna, she wore very good new clothes and she got prepared that my husband will come and I have promised that I have to greet him on the door. So she came back and she stood inside the door, waiting that my husband will come and knock the door. She kept waiting for hours and hours, the whole day long, and no one knocked the door. Until she listened from someone that everyone who was in the group went to his house and there is no one else. So then she asked that, my husband has not come. Then people asked, where is Hazrat Abdullah? So they were told that Hazrat Abdullah was sick and he is in Medina Tayyiba and he has not come here. So then the relatives of Hazrat Abdullah, they said, okay, we will go to Medina Tayyiba to bring him back. But when they went to Medina Tayyiba, it was the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Hazrat Abdullah, he passed away and he died. So when he died, then this news was given to Bibi Amna. So Bibi Amna was very stressed because she was just 16 or 17. And in the age of 17, if some girl has to become widow, you can understand that how much stress she has got, mental shock. So this was a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the grandfather, for the father and for the mother, all three. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give them a special bounty, the birth of the last prophet, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the biggest bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that's why they were put to test. So then Hazrat Abdullah, he passed away. Then Bibi Amna, she was pregnant by a few months. So she had to stay home in this condition. Bibi Amna, he narrated that, I was pregnant, but I used to feel that I am just like healthy, like any unmarried girl. I was feeling so light. No special symptoms that I am pregnant and there is nausea or something else. No, nothing. But I used to feel some changes. The first change was that when I used to walk toward Haram, then I used to feel that the branches of the trees used to bow towards me. So I used to feel a change. And then second change was that when I used to come out of my house to go somewhere, so there was always a cloud on the sky to give me the shadow. So I used to feel it. And the third thing was that when I used to come to take out water from the well of Zamzam, then I used to find the water very close to the top. It was very shallow. So I used to take the water very easily. And even the other girls who used to go to take water, they used to keep me standing there, that Amna, please stay here. As long as you will stay here, the water is very shallow and we can take it easily. You will go and the water will go down, go deep. So I used to feel these changes and I used to think in my mind that maybe that I am being blessed with a baby that baby is so nice, so mubarak, so babarakat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing me these symptoms for him. But then I was sad at the same time because my husband had died and I was a widow. There was no one in the house who could earn money. So we had nothing to eat. So much so that on the day, on the night when the baby was given birth, there was no candle in the house which we could lit. It was all complete darkness. We had no oil, nothing to make light. So the condition was so poor. Bibi Amna, she said that when it was the time to give birth to the baby, then I felt that the baby took birth and then he made sajda. When we placed him, he made sajda, as if he is making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the news was given to Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather, that a baby boy has been born. He came and he looked at the face of the baby and he loved and he said he is very cute and very beautiful. And then he took him to Baitullah for getting the barakah of Baitullah as it was the custom of the time. So Abdul Muttalib, he took that baby in his lap and then he took him to Baitullah. When he brought him back, he gave him to Amina, Bibi Amina, and said that I took him to Baitullah. Everyone who looked at his face, he said that, he is so beautiful baby that we have not seen such a beautiful baby before this. So because everyone appreciated him, so I am going to give him a new name which no one has given up till now. She asked, what name you want to give? Grandfather said, I want to give him the name Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad means the personality who has been appreciated the most in the history of mankind. And it was true that Rasulullah sallam has been appreciated so much that no one else in the history of mankind has been appreciated so much. So the name was Muhammad. And then he gave the name Ahmad. Ahmad means that someone who has appreciated Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that no one can appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this much. And it's true, Rasulullah SAW said that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me a higher place of Maqam-e-Mahmood. I will go there, then I will make sajda. And then in sajda, I will admire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I will appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a world that no one had appreciated Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before this and no one will be able to appreciate after this. So it means that Rasulullah will appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, admire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that no one could appreciate like that. So Rasulullah, he was Muhammad and he was Ahmad. So both names were true. So Amina, Bibi Amina, she was very happy that the names of my son are wonderful, amazing. So she was very happy. Now it was the custom of the time that the surrounding villages of Makkah Mukarma, the women from those villages used to come to Makkah Mukarma and they used to take the babies to raise them up. And when they used to raise them up and return to their parents, so they were given some reward. So they were happy that we can earn something. So there were almost 10-12 women from Taif. There was a tribe, Banu Sa'd. So they went to Makkah Mukarma as a group. But one of them, she was Halima. Halima. She was also from Banu Sa'd. But she had a camel who was very weak, very weak. And she could not catch up with others. She remained behind and the other women, they used to stop to wait for her. After waiting for her 2-3 time, then all the women said that, Halima, your camel is so weak that will take long to come to Makam Karma. And if we will just keep on waiting for you, then we will also go very late. So please give us permission that we could go as early as we can, because we have to come back. So then Halima, she was with her husband. She said, okay, you people can go, I will come with my husband later on. So all these women, they went to Makkah Mukarrama, and then they took the babies from the rich people's house, because they felt that if we will raise this baby, then we will be given a good reward. When Halima Sadia, she reached to Makkah Mukarrama, then she said, she was told that no baby is available except one, and who is an orphan. The father has died. She thought in her mind that if I will raise up an orphan, then the father is not there to give me some reward, so I will not get enough. But at the same time, she thought in her mind, let me see the baby. So the baby was lying down on the bed, and there was a sheet of cloth covering him. She said that when I just picked up the sheet of cloth and saw the beautiful face of the baby smiled. The smile was so beautiful that I just could not help myself. I decided I have to take this baby and raise him up. Even if no one will give me the reward is the smile of the baby for me. It's enough for me. So then Halima Sadia, she talked to Bibi Amna that I want to take this baby, I am ready to take this baby. Amna, she was sad because few women came before this, and when they knew that the baby is orphaned, so they went back. So Bibi Amna, she was remembering Hazrat Abdullah at that time, and she was saying that the father is not alive and I cannot give good reward to these women. But when Halima Sadia said that I am going to take this baby with me, she was prepared. No, Halima was prepared to take the baby, and Hazrat Amana, she was prepared to give the baby. Then Hazrat Abdul Muttalib, he was also around. He came and he said, oh, you want to take this baby? She said, yes, because the baby is very beautiful. I want to take him. Then Halima Sadia, she said that I have never seen such a beautiful baby among my village. Then Hazrat Amna, she said, oh, you are talking about villages. I am from Medina Tayyiba and Makkah Mukarrama. I have never seen such a beautiful baby in the cities. Then Hazrat Abdullah, he listened to the conversation and he said, oh, you are talking about villages and cities. I go to different countries for my business, and I have never seen such a beautiful baby among different countries. And if we could ask Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that what are your comments about the baby, then I feel that he would have replied that, Halima, you have never seen such a beautiful baby in villages. Amana, you have never seen such a beautiful baby in the city. And Abdul Muttalib, you have never seen such a beautiful baby in countries. I am Jibreel. I have gone throughout the world. I have never seen such a beautiful baby throughout the world. And if we could ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, what are your comments about this? Then maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had replied that, Halima, you say that you have never seen such a beautiful face among villages. Amana, you are saying I have never seen such beautiful face in cities. Abdul Muttalib, you are saying I have never seen such a beautiful face in country. And Jibreel, you are saying that you have never seen such a beautiful face in the whole world. And I am saying that I have never seen such a beautiful face in the whole universe. He is the most beautiful face among my creation. So this was the small baby who was going to be Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Halima Sadia, she took the baby, then she started her journey. He came out and told her husband that although I am not hopeful that I will get lot of reward from the family because they are not very rich and the baby father has died, but I feel that I will be happy to raise him up and he will keep me happy. He said, okay, if you will be happy, then this is enough reward for you. So then husband and wife, they wanted to come back. So then the husband of Halima Sadia, he told her that you should sit on the back of the camel. So she sat down and the baby was in her lap. Then the husband, he sat down in front so that he should ride the camel. But when he sat down on front, then the camel did not agree to stand up and walk. So the husband was very surprised that why camel is not obeying me. Then he came down and next time he again sat down. When Halima sat down, camel was ready to walk. But when the husband sat down in front, he refused to sit down, to walk. Then a thought came in the mind of the husband, why not Halima should sit on the front and I sit on the back. So when he changed the sequence, that Halima sat down with the baby in her lap on the front side and the husband sat on the back side, the camel was ready to walk. So the camel started walking or running. It walked so fast, that those women who left in the early time of the day, they were still in the midway. And Halima, she just reached there and her camel even went fast. So the women were very surprised and they asked that Halima, did you change your ride, your camel? Then she replied, no, I have not changed my ride. Yes, the rider of the camel has changed. That is the reason. Halima reported, she said that when I came back my home, then I felt that I have goats at my home, but they do not give enough milk because they have nothing to eat. But when I came back with the baby to my home, so I felt that all the goats had lot of milk. So I took all the pots from my kitchen and filled them with the milk. And milk was an abundance for us. We could not believe that so much milk is available today. Even our neighbors, they were surprised, oh, you got so much milk from these cows. And my husband then said that, Halima, looks like that the baby you brought has lot of barakat. It has brought barakat in our house. Halima, she said that there was so much barakat that even the women of the village, they used to come to my house and they used to ask me, where you graze your so they used to ask me that you graze your animal at some special place so that they eat very well. I used to tell them, okay, I take my animal on that place to graze the grass. So they used to take their animals there, but they could not get that much amount of milk what I used to get from my own animal. So then she said that I could feel that there is special blessing in my house. Until the baby was raised up and he could walk. But still he was a child. So Halima Sadia, she had a daughter and her name was Shima. She was a young girl and she used to take all the animals for grazing. One day Halima found that even if it was too late, but still the animals were at home. They did not go out for grazing. So then she asked her daughter Shima, why you did not take the goats for grazing? She said, Mom, I am alone and there are so many goats and I cannot control them. I have to run behind them in the sun. It's very hot. I cannot control them. I am exhausted. So then the mother said that, you know, your father is an old man. I am also elderly. We cannot go. Only you are the young person in this house, so you have to do this duty. So then she replied, Mom, I cannot go alone with these goats. Either send my brother with me, then I will go. And if you will not send the brother with me, I will not go. Then the mother, she was surprised. She said, he is a small boy. If you will take her, will you be able to take care of the brother or you will take care of the goats? She said, if you will send the brother with me, I will be able to take care of the goats. If you will send me alone, I will not be able to take care. Then the mother asked, what do you mean by that? Then she replied that one day I took my brother with me and all the goats, they went in the meadow and they started grazing. And I took my brother in my lap, I sat down and I found that the goats, they grazed in the meadow and after some time where I was sitting, the goats came and they sat down and me and the goats, we all were looking toward the beautiful face of this brother. So if you will send my brother with me, I will be able to control the goats, otherwise I cannot. So then the mother asked that, what else you noted? She said that I took my brother with me and I found three strange things. Number one, throughout the day, there was a cloud on my head and I was in the shadow. I was not in the sun throughout the day. And second thing, that I was going and there was a big scholar, a priest. He was passing by. He looked at the face of my brother, so he came and he kissed my brother and he said that looks like that he is going to be a big personality. So the words of the priest, I listened and I loved it. Oh, my brother will be a big personality. So due to these two, three things, I want that I should go with my brother. So alhamdulillah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was just in the early age, but so much barakah could be felt in the house by everyone, by the husband, by the wife, and by their daughters. So till the age of 4, Halima, she brought up this child and then she brought him back to her mother. So Rasulullah, he stayed 2 years with his mother in Makkah Mukarrama. Then after 1 year, the mother decided that it has been a long time I have never been to Madinah Tayyibah, so let me take my son to Madinah Tayyibah. So Bibi Amina, then she traveled from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Tayyibah with her son, and when she arrived to Madinah Tayyibah, then one day she took the small baby to a grave. And then she was crying and she was reciting something. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I could not understand what my mother was saying because I was so young. But I could feel that tears are coming out of the eyes of my mother. And because I was seeing my mother crying, so I started crying myself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I remember that I started crying because my mother was crying. No one knew that what Bibi Amna was saying. But if we imagine what she was saying, so maybe she was saying to Hazrat Abdullah that, oh my husband, you promised with me that you will come back from the business trip and I will greet you on the door, and I got prepared and came near the door and I waited for the whole day, but Abdullah, my husband, you never came back. And then Abdullah, you gave me an amanat. And if you were able to see the beautiful face of my son, you could feel that how beautiful baby I have. It is your remembrance. But now you cannot see my baby. Maybe she might be thinking these things in her thoughts. But she was crying at that time, and Rasulullah said that I saw my mother crying, so I started crying myself. Then Bibi Amna, she took her son and she wanted to come back to Makkah Mukarrama. And look at this, that in this small age of 6 years, then Rasulullah was with his mother. When she reached the place of Aba, then she herself died. And there was no one to take care of the baby. There was only one maid servant there. So she took the small baby and then she traveled from Aba to Makkah Mukarrama. Now on Makkah Mukarrama side, the grandfather Abdul Muttalib, he was missing the baby because it was long time for Amna to go to Medina Tayyiba and she did not come back. So every day after Fajr, he used to come and sit down on the way to Medina, and then he used to ask the people coming, have you seen some woman coming with a small baby boy? People used to say, no, no, no. Every day he was coming and sitting down there. So one day he found that a woman was coming with a small baby, but then he came to know that the woman is not the mother, she is the maid servant, and the mother of Rasulullah, he also died in the way. So three close relatives, grandfather, father and mother, all three went through very big tests because they were rewarded with a baby, and this baby was the special bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the whole universe. So when Rasulullah he was brought up by his grandfather, but after another 2 years the grandfather also died. And then Rasulullah came under the supervision of his uncle Abu Talib. Look at the early life of Rasulullah. How many calamities and changes. Why it was so? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wanted, he could give the facility of a palace to his prophet. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was raised in the palace of Firaun. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was raised in the palace. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, he could make arrangements that Rasulullah was raised in the palace. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted that no, he is the one who has to tell the whole mankind that you have to just rely on Allah and you should not rely on other people. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that there is a sport of the father, let me take it away. Sport of the mother, let me take it away. Sport of the grandfather, let me take it away. Even the sport of the uncle, let me take it away. So there is no sport. So that everyone should know that this child was raised up without any sport, and it was only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave him this high rank and this height, and he is a blessing and bounty for the whole universe. So when Rasulullah he was in the age of 40, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his Quran to Rasulullah in the cave of Hira. And Rasulullah, he told the people that I am prophet, and this was the announcement of Islam. Then there were a lot of hardships. First 13 years, it was hardship for Rasulullah, for all the followers who used to follow Rasulullah. Then it was really very hard time. But Rasulullah, he was very patient and humble, and he had a lot of forbearance. So he just kept quiet and spent 13 years of life with all those jealous people and enemies. Then he migrated with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara. When he arrived to Medina Munawwara, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a place where there were a lot of followers and they could live according to the teachings of Islam. And it was basically a small kingdom. which was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the enemies of Makkah Mukarrama, they never stayed away. They chased them and they came to Medina Tayyiba to fight with them. So they fought the battle of Badr and the battle of Uhud and then the battle of the Khandaq. So many battles. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and saved the believers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them power and strength and unity. So they were so powerful that after 10 years, Rasulullah came back to Makkah Mukarrama and he conquered Makkah Mukarrama. So after conquering Makkah Mukarrama, then Rasulullah he came back to Hunain, a place where lot of mushrikeen, they came to fight with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Rasulullah successful, and then they captured 12,000 animals, goats and camels, and 6,000 prisoners. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sitting and he wanted to divide these animals to all the soldiers, then a message came that there is a woman and she is saying that I am the sister of your prophet, so I want to talk to him. Rasulullah, he was surprised. He was surprised. And he said that, oh, I am the only son of my father. I don't have any sister and any brother. So who is saying that she is my sister? So then he said, okay, call that woman. So the woman came and she said that I am your sister. Rasulullah asked her, how you are my sister? Then she said that I am the daughter of Halima Sadia who raised you up. She fed milk to you. Then Rasulullah, he understood. Then he spread his sheet of cloth on the ground and said, okay, if you are my daughter, you are my sister, then please sit down on this sheet of cloth. Then Rasulullah respected him a lot and said, if you want to stay here with me, then I will support you throughout my life. You are my sister. If you want to go back, then I will permit you to go back to your tribe. She said, I want to go back. Then Rasulullah gave her lot of goats and animals, and then Rasulullah released all the prisoners of his tribe, her tribe. And she was very happy that you respected me a lot, and I am going to my tribe, and I am telling the people, look, the brothers, they respect their sisters like this. But at that time, she told one more thing. She said that, oh my brother, I used to take you in my lap when you were very young, and I used to sing a lullaby for you. And that was, Rabbana abqilana Muhammada. That, oh Allah, please give long life to my brother Muhammad. Rabbana abqilana Muhammada. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted my dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a long life, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you strength, and you are so strong and successful that even me, I am a prisoner in front of you. So I am very happy to see you in this powerful condition. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam respect in this life. But Rasulullah, he used to love the poor and the orphans a lot. So there is a story in Hadith that on one Eid day, Rasulullah, he wanted to come to Eidgah for leading the Eid prayer. So while he was passing through the street, then he found few children. They had taken bath and they were wearing good clothes. They were looking happy and they were playing with each other. When Rasulullah passed by, then they greeted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went forward. Then he found one child just sitting alone, and he looked very sad, and he had the dirty clothes on his body. So Rasulullah asked him that, who are you? He said, I am orphan of Medina, my father has died. There is no one to bring new clothes for me, and my mother could not give me bath today, and I could not go with my father to make eat. So I am staying here and I am remembering my father that he is not here today. So Rusutam, he stopped there and he said, okay, if your father is not there, so let me be your father, come to me with my at my home. So Rusutam took him to his home and then Rusutam ordered Sayyid Aisha Seeker Allahu Ta'ala Anha that he is a small boy, can you give him bath? She said yes. So then the boy was given bath. At the same time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a message to Sayyida Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, because this boy was of the same age of Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anha, the elder son of Sayyida Fatima. And Rasulullah said that if you have some good dress for Hassan, send it to me. So one good dress was sent. So when the boy was given bath, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took these clothes and gave it to Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha and said that Aisha, just give these clothes to this boy so that he can wear these new good clothes. So the boy wore these good new clothes and then he was given perfume to use. So he used perfume and then the hair of the head was combed. And the boy looked very clean and lovely. So then Rasulullah asked him a question that, okay, would you like to go with me to make eid? He said, yes, I would love to go with you to make eid. Then Rasulullah asked him a second question that when you used to go to make eid with your father, how you used to go? You used to walk by taking the hand of the father or some other way? He said, no, I used to sit down on the shoulder of my father. He used to take me like this. Then Rasulullah, he sat down on the earth and he said, okay, come on and sit on my shoulder. So the boy came and he sat down on the shoulder of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Rasulullah took him on his shoulder and he came out. And when he passed from the street, then all the children who were playing there, they were surprised. That same boy was going with him and he was wearing dirty clothes and he was down and he was very sad, but now he is very happy and clean and with good clothes he is coming back. So then they asked from the boy that what happened to you? Then the boy greeted them and said, oh, do you know that Rasulullah has adopted me like a son? So when he told them that Rasulullah has adopted me like a son, then the children who were playing, they were very surprised. But one of them, he took a long breath and he said, alas, I was also an orphan and Rasulullah could take me like his son today. Rasulullah, he came back to the place of Eid and there was a mimbar. So Rasulullah, he wanted to sit down on that mimbar. And the boy, the orphan, he wanted to sit down on the ground. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, no, no, you cannot sit down on the ground. So come and sit down beside me. So the small boy, he came and sat down on the mimbar beside Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And at that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the person who will raise up an orphan, then he will be with me on the day in the paradise, like the two fingers of the hands are together. Ana waqafatul yateem haqaza. And then Rasulullah said that any person who will put his hand due to love and sympathy on the head of an orphan, then how many amount of hairs will be under the hand? Allah will write so many good amal, good deeds in the book of good deeds. So Rasulullah used to love the orphans a lot. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in Quran, Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa, that O my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we found you orphan and we gave you a good place to live. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave his Prophet all the qualities, all the good akhlaq, good habits. Whatever you can think, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had it. Even Arabic language is a very rich language, but whatever good word is in Arabic language, every characteristic was there in the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, let us analyze today. We start from the alphabet Alif. If we ask from Alif, okay, tell, was there any characteristics in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the word, with the alphabet Alif? Then, yes. With the alphabet Alif, there was the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ahmad, then Ummi, then Aula. So these are the characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the alphabet Ba, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam name was Bashir. Then the alphabet Ta, then the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Tanwir. Then the alphabet Sa, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam name was Saqib. Then the alphabet Jim, the name of Rasulullah was Jameel and Jawad. Then the alphabet Ha, the name of Rasulullah was Hamid, Habib, Hafiz, Hakim, Hijazi. Then the alphabet Kha, then the name of Rasulullah was Khatamun Nabiyyin, Khashir. Then the alphabet Dal, then Rasulullah was Da'i, Da'iyan Ilallah. Then the alphabet Zal, Rasulullah was Zaki. Then the alphabet Ra, Rasulullah sallam was Rahmatul Alameen, Rashid, Rafiq. Then the alphabet Za, Rasulullah sallam was Zahir. Then alphabet Sin, Rasulullah sallam was Sayyid and Siraj. Then the alphabet Sheen, Rasulullah sallam was Shafi and Shakur and Shaheed. And the alphabet Saad, so Rasulullah sallam was Safiullah. Then the alphabet Saad, Rasulullah was Zamin. Then alphabet Ta, Rasulullah was Tayyab and Tahir and Taha. Then the alphabet Zwa, Rasulullah was Zahir. Alphabet Ain, Rasulullah was Abdullah and Abdul Aziz and Adil. Then the alphabet Ghain, Rasulullah was Ghayur. Alphabet Fa, Rasulullah was Fatih. Then the alphabet Qaf, Rasulullah was Qasim and Qari and Qawi. Then the alphabet Kaf, Rasulullah was Kafil, Kamil, Sahib-e-Kawthar. Then the alphabet Lam, Rasulullah was Laik. Alphabet Mim, then Rasulullah was Muhammad, Mahmud, Mudassir, Muzammil, Mustafa, Mansur. Then the alphabet Noon, so Rasulullah was Nazir, Nashir. Then the alphabet Waw, so Rasulullah was Wakil and Wali. Alphabet Ha, Rasulullah was Hadi and Hashmi. And then alphabet Hamza, Rasulullah was Awwal and Akhir and Amin. Then the alphabet Ya, so Rasulullah was Yasin and Rasulullah was Yateen. So Allah SWT told him, Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa, O my Prophet, you are an orphan and we found you as an orphan and we give you a good place to live. That's why Rasulullah used to love orphans. And his heart was so sympathetic that he used to love poor and the needy people. He was basically a rahmat for the whole universe. Rahmatul lil alameen. So Rasulullah was rahmatul lil alameen for the whole universe. اے رسول امی خاتم المرسلین تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تیرا سکہ رواں کل جہاں میں ہوا اس زمین میں ہوا آسمان میں ہوا کیا عرب کیا عجم سب ہیں زیر نگین تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم he was really a biggest bounty of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی which has been given to the mankind. So we are grateful to Allah SWT that He created us among the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we are from the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And on the Day of Judgment, then we will stand under the flag of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the biggest bounty what Allah SWT has given us in this world. So may Allah SWT give us the tawfiq to be successful on the day of judgment and to go into the paradise and stay in the feet of Rasulullah in paradise. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.